Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning for our February Spiritual Outreach. I am Gregory Osani, a Knight of Malta from the New York City area. We are pleased to have Father Gerald Murray this morning to speak about a topic near and dear to our hearts, the messages of Our Lady of Lourdes, as we celebrate the 165th anniversary of the apparitions. Father Gerald Murray was born in Brooklyn, New York in May 1959 and grew up in New Rochelle. He attended Regis High School and Dartmouth College. He entered St. Joseph's Seminary Dunwoody in 1980 and was ordained a priest on December 1, 1984. He was assigned to various parishes in the Bronx and Manhattan before being sent to the Gregorian University in Rome in 1993 to study canon law. He was awarded a doctorate in canon law in 1998 and then served briefly as a judge on the Metropolitan Tribunal before being named pastor of St. Vincent de Paul Church on West 23rd Street in New York City in 1998. In 2012, Father Murray was named pastor of Holy Family Church, also in New York City. He was a magistral chaplain of the Order of Malta in 1998. Father Murray has appeared as a commentator on religious topics on various television and radio outlets, including EWTN, EWTN Spanish, Fox News, Fox Business News, MSNBC, New York One, Radio Maria, Relevant Radio, Fox News Radio, and The Voice of America. He has a monthly column at the Catholic Thing website. He is fluent in French, Spanish, and Italian, and has a working knowledge of Portuguese. He served in the U.S. Naval Reserve Chaplain Corps from 1994 to 2005. I know you all join me in welcoming Father Murray as our speaker this morning.
Thank you, Greg, very much for your kind introduction, and it is wonderful to be with you, all of our knights and dames and friends who are participating in this spiritual outreach call. I have the privilege of being able to speak about something dear to the hearts of all members of the Order, Our Lady of Lourdes, and specifically the messages that she gave to St. Bernadette. And as Greg mentioned, this is an important anniversary year. The original apparitions took place in February and March of 1858. So it is the 165th anniversary. And thank the Lord, the Order of Malta will be going back to Lourdes this coming May for the annual pilgrimage. I've had the privilege as a chaplain of the Order for being on 13 or maybe 14 pilgrimages. I can't exactly remember, but going way back to 1988, I've been accompanying the Malas with the Knights and Dames. And we're all touched when we get there to go to the very place where Our Lady spoke to St. Bernadette. That's at the Grotto of Massabielle, which is along the River Gave, just outside of the small town of Lourdes, France, and now the place of the Great Shrine and the Great Plaza, the Basilica, the Underground Basilica, and the many other beautiful prayer places at Lourdes. So what exactly happened, and what were the messages that Our Lady gave? So I'll briefly summarize and quote the words of Our Lady and what they mean for us. So it was on February 11th, which is now the feast day in the Catholic calendar of Our Lady of Lourdes. It was on that day in 1858 that Bernadette Subaru received the first of 18 apparitions. And what happened was that she came from a very poor family and they needed firewood to heat their small home where they lived. And that would commonly be done by collecting branches that were along the side of the River Gave. So she went down there with her sister Toinette and another friend, Jean Abadie, to pick up branches. And when they got there, Bernadette heard a wind and then saw nothing move. And then she bent down to take off her stocking because she was going to cross the river to go over to the other side to get branches, and she saw a soft light coming from a niche in the grotto, and she saw a beautiful smiling child in white who seemed to beckon her. So child, this would be a small young lady. And that is indeed Our Lady who first appeared to her but said nothing at the time. That was the first apparition. That was on the 11th of February. On the 14th of February, she went back again. That was the Sunday following the first apparition. And she heard, no words were spoken by Our Lady. But St. Bernadette then went back again on the 18th of February. And it was that day that Our Lady spoke to her in a very beautiful way using the local dialect of Occitan. And she said, would you have the goodness to come here for 15 days? So this was a very polite way for Our Lady to speak to St. Bernadette. And notice it's a request, would you have the goodness to come here for 15 days? So we have the same invitation to given to us by Our Lady. Would you have the goodness to come to Lourdes? And we're blessed to be able to have done that. And I hope many of our participants today who have not been able to go to Lourdes will find that opportunity. Now, of course, Our Lady was asking her to come back because she had some messages that she wanted to give. And those messages would come in the course of a total of 16 apparitions. And not all of them were spoken, words spoken to her, but St. Bernadette came and knelt down. And on the sixth apparition, Our Lady said to her, you will pray to God for sinners. You will pray to God for sinners. So that message, I think, is very important because prayers to God are very valuable. The Lord, you know, encourages us to pray. He taught us the Our Father, and he doesn't want us just to pray for ourselves. We have to pray for the benefit of others. So everything that we do in life should include seeking the welfare and the benefit of our neighbor, but especially of our neighbor's soul. So St. Bernadette indeed did pray for sinners, and so should we. Now at the eighth apparition, which occurred on February 24th in 1858, the message of Our Lady was penance, penance, penance. Pray to God for sinners. Kiss the ground as an act of penance for sinners. So our prayer includes not just our thoughts and our words spoken or in the deepness of our heart, but also acts of penance to make up for the sins of others. And that's where sacrifice comes in, making sacrifices for our neighbor to please the Lord, to show him that we want to take up our cross as the Lord took up his cross. And in relation to the a pilgrimage to Lourdes, there are many penances that are involved simply in doing that. A long airplane flight from the U.S. overnight, arriving tired. And once the pilgrims have arrived and get settled, then immediately focusing on the malades to be able to help them to adjust to the time change and then get ready for the different pilgrimage events that begin that very first day. Those who have been on the Lord's pilgrimage know that our focus is on the spiritual and physical well-being of our guests, the malades, and that involves some sacrifices. But taking that back with us from Lourdes, how can we help people in our everyday lives? Well, we can make sacrifices for them, go out of the way. I think one of the nicest things that can happen for a person who may be depressed or downhearted or experiencing difficulties to receive a visit or a phone call. And now we could include an email or a text message to go out of our way to help others. Now, the ninth appearance was when we have things related to what Lourdes has now become known for, the Lourdes Water. And I'll read the account. Our Lady told her that she should go and drink at the fountain and wash herself. And seeing no fountain to drink, she went to the Gave. This is the words that St. Bernadette said. I went to the Gave And she, Our Lady, said it was not there. She pointed with her finger that Bernadette was to go in under the rock. So this is, if you know where the grotto is, it's in the left-hand corner of that grotto. And she went and she found a puddle of water, which was more like mud. And the quantity was so small that she could hardly gather a little in the hollow of her hand. Nevertheless, she obeyed and started scratching the ground. And after doing this, she was able to take some water. The water was so dirty that three times she threw it away. The fourth time, she was able to drink it. Then Our Lady, made her eat grass growing in the same place where she had drunk the water only once. She didn't know why. Then the vision disappeared. So the spring that is now there at the grotto is covered by a glass. Piece of glass, but you can see the spring in the water, and now it's piped over to the baths. That began to flow the next day. So Our Lady gave her two commands there: to wash herself with the water and to eat some grass that was growing there. So the water, of course, water is what's used in the sacrament of baptism. So it cleanses our soul. Water has an ordinary use of cleansing our bodies. And then we have to remember that water is the source, is necessary for life. If we didn't drink water, we couldn't live. So water symbolizes divine grace and purification. And that's what we're seeking in life. We want to be freed of our sins, to be purified of the stains of sin in our soul, and we want to have that life in abundance symbolized by a flowing fountain of water. And that comes with divine grace. Now, eating the grass, which was something unusual, that's a penitential act. She was doing something unpleasant and difficult. Grass tastes bitter. Animals eat grass, but not people. So that was something that's very dramatic, but it's a good reminder. Because we have to learn to deal with the difficulties in life in a spirit of acceptance. And that's something we see at Lourdes, where so many malades, people go because they also want to wash in the waters that St. Bernadette washed her face in. And that's why the baths are such an important part of a Lourdes pilgrimage. And people are seeking miracles. They do want physical health. They do want God to restore them to wholeness, but we always remind our pilgrims the more important blessing and grace is to have a deeper faith, a deeper confidence, experience of the love of God. And that comes through in a penitential spirit, accepting our difficulties and limitations and learning to, like St. Bernadette, follow the example of Our Lady, who, of course, points us to her son, Jesus Christ. Now, after that apparition, which of course was quite noteworthy because people saw her, looks like she's putting mud on her face and eating grass, what was she doing? She continued to go to the grotto, and the 13th apparition was on March the 2nd, and Our Lady commanded Bernadette to the following: go tell the priest to come here in procession and to build a chapel here. And that's important because that message is why we have the Shrine of Lourdes. It was the intent of God communicated through Our Lady that a shrine be established at the place where God sent Our Lady to speak to Saint Bernadette and through her to speak to the whole world. So coming in procession and building a chapel. So I'll start with the chapel, of course. Where the grotto is a chapel. There's an altar there. The Blessed Sacrament is reserved there in the tabernacle. And people come to pray, to participate in Mass, to say the rosary, to light candles. All the things that we do in church are done there. But then they built a beautiful church above the grotto. So the rock formation in which the grotto at ground level, the level of the river, above it on the top is a beautiful church, the Rosary Basilica. And even on top of that, there's another chapel. So we have two chapels that are built there. And then during the 1950s, it was realized that we had so many pilgrims going there, we needed another church. So the underground basilica was built, which is where the Sunday Mass is held and where Mass and benediction and procession are held when the weather is inclement. So the chapel is the house of God, and that's where we come to pray and worship. So that's the center of Lourdes, to worship God with Our Lady, with St. Bernadette, in that beautiful experience of Catholic Mass and prayer. The procession, of course, is well known to us, and there are two processions most days of the year at Lourdes, certainly in the good weather. We have the afternoon procession of the Most Blessed Sacrament, in which the monstrance containing the host of true body and blood of Christ is carried by a bishop or priest, accompanied by other priests and altar servers, and they go around the area of the plaza, which is in front of the Basilica of the Rosary. And that is where most of the miracles are noted historically. So the blessing of the sick with the body and blood of Christ, it's a sign of our worship and faith, and it's a great experience. The other procession, of course, is the nighttime procession with candles, again, in the plaza, in which the rosary is recited and songs are sung. And that's a beautiful experience. It typically takes place just as nightfall is coming to Lourdes. And having done that many times with the pilgrimages, it's truly moving. I remember the chaplain at Dartmouth College where I went, and he told us that he had gone to Lourdes as a priest, and he said it was a little bit of heaven on earth. And I truly agree with him. That's precisely what it is. Now, the apparitions continued, and St. Bernadette, of course, was not operating without telling other people what was going on, but also speaking to the parish priest, Father Pei Ramal, and he wanted to know who this lady was. And this is what St. Bernadette said about the 15th apparition on March the 4th. The third time I went to see the pastor to tell him that a lady had ordered me to go and say to the priest that they were to have a chapel built there, he looked at me for a moment, and then he said to me in a rather gruff tone, "Who is this lady?" I answered that I did not know. And he commissioned me to ask her name and to come and tell him. The next day I arrived at the grotto, recited my rosary, and then asked her from the pastor what her name was, but all she did was smile. So the question was posed because the pastor, of course, wanted to verify that this was a true apparition. And that is indeed something that the pastor wanted her to find out. So then on the 16th apparition, this is when the revelation came of who Our Lady, that this was Our Lady, and it came in a way that was unmistakable. It says, on the 16th, March 25th, which is, of course, the Feast of the Annunciation, when Our Lady conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit, our Divine Savior in her womb, and she said, "I asked her three times consecutively. She always smiled. At last, I tried for the fourth time. She stopped smiling with her arms down. She raised her eyes to heaven, and then folding her hands over her breast, she said, 'I am the Immaculate Conception.'" And I went back to the pastor to tell him that she had said she was the Immaculate Conception, and he asked, was I absolutely certain? And Bernadette said, "I said yes." So as not to forget the words, I had repeated them all the way home. So this was the capstone, we could say, of the messages of Our Lady, because she was revealing a title that had been given to her solemnly in an act of papal infallibility in 1854. Remember, we're in 1858, and the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, which is that Mary was free from original sin from the moment of her conception, this was something commonly believed. It was debated in the history of the church, but it was defined as dogma by Pope Pius IX in 1854. So there is no way that St. Bernadette, who was illiterate and a young girl, would have known this name. And as you can see, when she said, "I repeated it so I wouldn't forget it on the way home," she just knew that she heard the words, but she didn't know what these words were. She had never heard them, but the pastor knew about it, and he was taken aback. And this was a sign to him that this was true. So when Our Lady defines that she is the Immaculate Conception, she confirms the truth of the apparition and gives to us a sign of God's pleasure that Pope Pius IX had made this definition in 1854. So these messages are part of the story of Lourdes, which are, lead to lots of reflections, but I'll just offer a couple of final thoughts because they do highlight what Lourdes is all about. We'll start with the idea that Our Lady had St. Bernadette wash and eat grass. So washing, symbol of baptism and symbol of confession, that we need to be washed by God clean of our sins. Eating the grass, that was a penance. And it reminds us, as we're getting closer to Lent, that we should always be conscious not to overeat and then to deny ourselves the time as a reminder that we're working toward the food of eternal life. We want to be with God forever, and we shouldn't become so focused on enjoying the taste of food on earth that we don't pine for the beauty of heaven. Pray for the sinners and the process. So we always have to be concerned the spiritual welfare of our neighbors. When our pilgrimage goes to Lourdes with the Order of Malta, we also bring along all those who are not able to come because so many are not able to join the pilgrimage. We have the malades in spirit. So we always have to be focusing on other people, even though, of course, when we go to Lourdes, we're so grateful for that personal gift. We have to remind ourselves, I bear with me the prayers and concerns of so many. Two more thoughts, building the chapel, coming in procession. Life is like a procession. We go from birth to death, and we should always walk with the Lord. And the stop of going to Mass every Sunday takes us out of ordinary life into the divine blessing. And then we use the graces we receive at Mass, and if we're able to go every day, even better. We use those graces to continue our procession and to help our neighbors too along that way towards heaven. And then the final thought, of course, since Our Lady identifies herself, I am the Immaculate Conception, we honor her who was honored by God. She is the linchpin, we could say, of salvation. Salvation is God's gift to us in Christ, but Christ came through his mother. He was truly born of her, true God and true man. So it was her cooperation with grace, which allowed our divine Savior to be born, to suffer, die, and rise from the dead, and then to offer us that gift of eternal life. So we thank Our Lady for her gifts that she's given to us, the gift of Christ, the gift of her example, the gift of her prayers, and the hope that comes with knowing that God's holiness on earth is a foreshadowing of the eternal joy we share in heaven. I'll conclude by saying how wonderful it is that God in his providence gave us Lourdes, St. Bernadette, Our Lady. You may know that St. Bernadette later became a contemplative nun in a convent in Nevers, France, many, many miles away from Lourdes. She did not go back to the shrine, so she completed her mission and dedicate her life to prayer, penance, and preparing and helping others to prepare for the life of heaven. So likewise, as we enjoy so many blessings in this life given to us by God through Our Lady, let's ask her to make us ever conscious as she was, that as the Immaculate Conception, as she who is without sin, that we too desire to live a life of holiness and draw many other souls to God. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Father Murray, for your insight into the words of Our Lady of Lourdes. With her feast day next week, it's a timely reminder of the message that she shared with Bernadette, a message for us 165 years later. Thanks to all who joined the call this morning. The recording will be posted on the American Association's website in the next several days. Our next call will be on Wednesday, March 1st at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Our speaker will be the Most Reverend Peter Rozaza, CHC. Bishop Rozaza will be speaking to us on Lent, a time of forgiveness.